Eve Grocer is a sustainable marketplace and online delivery platform offering zero-waste solutions to provide alternatives to single-use packaging. Lionel Sandoval is founder and CEO at Eve Grocer. So, hello, Lionel. Welcome to Startup Podcast. We're very happy to have you dito.
Hello. It was so nice to meet you, Jenny. Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, so actually more than 1 year or actually magda 2 years ko nang susundan si Eve Grocer. I'm really excited no, to have this conversation. I'm really curious, paano niyo ba talaga siya ginagawa? Paano ba talaga siya nag-work behind the scenes no, as a sustainable marketplace? So let me ask this question, Lionel. So ano nga ba ang Eve Grocer?
This Eve Grocer is a sustainability-focused marketplace. Actually, it evolved na talaga since we launched 2020. Nag-start kami with just one product. And then ngayon dumadami na. And before we are focused on online talaga because pandemic na we started during the first day of the pandemic. Actually, we are planning this 2019 pa. But during the first day of the pandemic, nagpanic lahat. So like we are all moms. Ano na nangyayari? Nagugulo-gulo na sa mga groceries. And syempre, this is the first time that we've experienced this kind of chaos, this kind of panic. So sabi namin, if we will not step in now, and then this is the only chance we have that we can really serve the people who are in need of our service. Kasi syempre, if later pa, edi baka kumalat na yung pandemic, we cannot do anything about it, kumalat na nga. So yeah, that's the story behind the early launch of Eve Grocer.
Yeah, and Eve Grocer is actually a sustainable marketplace. I mean, right now, ano, maybe dati nga, but the principle is there, sustainability. So bakit in the first place, you want to parang highlight or parang bring out the value of sustainability and maybe zero waste lifestyle, especially in the times of the pandemic. Ano? So, ano nga ba talaga ito sustainability? Gano'n ba talaga ito kahalaga malaman ng mga tao? And parang gano'n ba kahalaga i-adapt ng mga tao ang lifestyle na sustainable?
Yes, 2019, ang daming climate issues na lumabas na very scary and very threatening. Like the coral bleaching. Kami pa naman, mga moms, we like vacation. Tapos talagang pinapakita namin sa mga kids namin, nagsisnorkeling kami. So, paano pagka nag-coral beach na lahat, eh di wala na. Paano sa next generation, di wala na. And then, imagine the effects of that because it's a whole ecosystem. So, pagka namatay na yan, ito yung nagpo-produce ng oxygen natin. Kasi hindi lang naman, okay, sige, nag-beach na sila, namatay na sila. So, wala nang food yung marine animals natin. So, para siyang domino effect. Napakadaming pwedeng maging mga bad effects na talagang nakakatakot talaga. In the future of us, yung paano yung mga kids natin, mabubuhay pa ba sila in the future dahil wala nang makain. And then everything has an effect as a very important, it's an ecosystem. So kung wala yung isa, talagang malaki yung devastation nito sa environment natin.
Yeah, that's very true. Ano? I really like that. Kasi like right now, ano, hindi natin napapansin na napakabilis na pag-evolve ng teknolohiya, napakabilis na pag-ikot ng mundo. Pero somehow, nadadamage na pala yung environment, the biodiversity, na kumbaga, baka yung mga next generations wala nang magamit. So natin ginagamit yung resources now na maybe nauubusan na yung nasa future. Especially, you know, as a mother, I know you feel this like 100 times more than me kasi you have children and so you really feel parang you really have to protect the next generation. Pero I have to ask this question kasi you are a mother. You're a working mom actually. And it's very busy being a working person and especially being a working mom. And nagsimula ka pa ng startup, nagsimula ka pa ng Eve Grocer. So what are the thoughts behind this? I mean, you're busy eh, pero you really want to build this mission. So bakit?
Yes, actually, I've been a working mom since I became a mother and I'm an entrepreneur as well. So, meron namang time kasi I have a flexi schedule with my other business. Meron kaming ibang mga businesses before Eve Grocer. And then, we launched the startup. I collaborated with my sister kasi she has the expertise in technology and e-commerce. During that time, talagang alam namin kung gano'ng ka-important yung online grocery. Kasi nga, nauubos yung time namin sa pag-grocery. Kasi these are the chores that we cannot just, you know, assign to a household helper or something like that. Kailangan kami mismo. So, at that time, wala pa masyadong online groceries. Kasi, yun, 2019, medyo wala pa. Tapos, sabi nga namin, it's very important nga. Eh, we have the expertise. I myself, my background is manufacturing and tolling. I have a background in that industry. And we also have other businesses before. Nag-started kami ng food business before with my husband. Kaya medyo kahit paano, alam namin yung industry. So sabi namin, then we might as well give value because of our expertise, our skill sets. Maybe we can, kaya natin to, parang ganon. Baka naman ma-push natin, ganyan.
Yeah, so you're an entrepreneur na ano. Pero iba talaga yung parang pag may advocacy, you become like sama a social entrepreneur. Yes, actually, Eve Grocer is considered a social enterprise. So let's go naman no, sa Eve Grocer. I'm really excited to explore pa kasi right now and even before, no, it's like an online grocery na andun yung mga sustainable brands. So I really think that's amazing no, na na-aggregate ninyo yung mga Filipino or any sustainable brand doon para madali ring, kumbaga, if I want to browse, if I'm a person who wants to change to shift into a sustainable lifestyle, I can easily go to Eve Grocer and then I browse everything that I want or everything that I need. Pero yeah, you can explain it more. Ano. So parang, what really is the marketplace and saan nanggagaling yung mga sustainable brands and do you have your own in-house sustainable brands ba? So parang, can we just know like the picture of the sustainable marketplace?
Yes, actually, you know, as what I've said, we started with one product. Yung product na to, we've assembled, we've mixed and matched na, we bundled on our own. Before, we have contacts naman with the commercial brands. Kasi yung naunang mga product line namin, it's Sif, Tide, and Joy. Yun yung mga unang brands namin. During the first stages of Eve Grocer, we tried contacting the commercial brands. Tapos, ang nangyari, they have bigger MOQs. Tapos, hindi namin siya ma-align sa sustainability advocate because some of them talagang naka-prepack na ng one-time use plastic packaging. Kasi, andun talaga, sabi namin, if we will start a store, a marketplace, we need brands that people already trust. Kaya, yun talaga dapat yung direction namin, to carry commercial brands. But, yun nga, we experience some roadblocks. Itong mga commercial brands na to have higher MOQs, they're prepacked with one-time use plastic packaging. And then now we move into a different direction and because it's pandemic. Eh, there's a lot of displaced employees na nawala ng trabaho, nag-park yung mga companies nila. Because of the pandemic, there's no operation talaga. So, ang daming nag-open ng mga businesses like that. So, why not onboard these merchants so we can help in the distribution? Tapos, syempre, magkaroon ng trust sa mga brands. Ang hirap magbenta sa Facebook, ah, talaga. Kaya sabi yan, why not automate everything? So, we created this marketplace for the SMEs and meron siyang mga payment gateways and we have the free delivery service. So, yung basket size namin is very sizable for everyone else to benefit from it. And then, yun nga, ito yung naging ano ng marketplace namin. We have a multi-vendor marketplace which provides transparency and marketing and visibility to our vendors. So yun, dumami ng dumami, we have sustainability-focused merchants, ethical and organic brands. Yung mga saleable sa amin, sila Green Mama, sila Wasteless PH. We have also Gastronomo, Janus Deli, and a lot more. Yung ibang mga merchant partners namin, they park na after the pandemic. It's very sad to know kasi bumalik na yung mga, syempre, we would prefer a stable job compared to threading into the entrepreneurial industry, right? Kasi it's very uncertain, it's very difficult. So, yun, some of the brands already closed na yung mga partner brands namin, they couldn't sustain na after the pandemic. But during the pandemic, ito yung mga lineup namin, mga merchant partners namin. Now, we're still, everything is very uncertain, we're still pivoting. Now that some of the, yeah, these are the challenges that we face on the post-pandemic. Kasi nga, nagbabago yung product line namin. These are the product line that customers buy every week on a weekly basis. And then we can no longer offer them. Sabi namin, naku, paano na to? I think we really need to develop our own line na to be able to, yun na, substitute the ones that are not available in our marketplace. So, doon din naman nagsimula yung product development namin. That's why we are now developing our own line. And then, luckily, we got introduced to Department of Agriculture. Meron silang mga, we partnered with the farms and other cooperatives and other processing companies that help us in this process, in this direction.
Yeah, first of all, that's true. Ano, ang ganda pala ng dynamics actually. No? Kumbaga, sa sustainable marketplace, meron kayong mga well-known brands na, I mean, you have to start with that to attract buyers. And right now, no, some startups ano, like Wasteless PH actually na nanalo nung inyong event last Philippine Startup Week is andito rin. So parang you have well-known brands and you have startup brands. So it's really parang holistic, sustainable marketplace. Pero just to get a picture, anong klaseng products or anong klaseng items ba yung nandito sa marketplace? Ano, you're having your own line na now. Ano, so maybe baka lang may nakikinig na gusto mag-explore and baka may hinahanap siya ngayon. So ano ito mga examples ng mga items na andito sa marketplace?
Oo, we started on the basic commodities like the meat, grains, yung mga cooking oils, and the laundry detergent. And then it grew na from there. We have other delis and other brands. And kami kasi, our line is the novelty products talaga. We have another company, mga 15 years na siya. We manufacture the packaging and the novelty products. We also have them at Eve Grocer. So it's a big dynamic of, syempre, iba-iba rin yung margin namin sa company so that we will be able to survive. Because dun nga talaga sa FMCG, there's a really low margin. So mix and match talaga siya. We really need to balance everything. Meron kayo mga products na, syempre, pagka kami nag-manufacture ng products, it has a bigger chance of giving us more profit.
Yeah, it's actually good thing that you mentioned that, ano. Now, wala din na-realize why on the business side, you do this parang online delivery bundle, yung naka-bundle, ano. Para, of course, it's for the buyer, ano, andun yung bundle na kailangan for the week. Pero somehow, meron ding side sa entrepreneur, eh, na parang na nababalance yung margins, ano. Parang, kumbaga, that's the thing with baskets din naman, ano, parang mahata kumbaga yung sellability ng ibang items. But I really think that's a wonderful idea. Now, the marketplace, Eve Grocer, is not just like a listing of all the items, ano. This is really a marketplace that really provides value to buyers and yung mga sellers na yung mga partner brands. So, can you just know parang holistically, ano, yung value really na napaprovide? First, maybe sa partner brands, ano, parang what really do they get when they join, and then maybe sa buyers. Why really should a buyer, someone na nakikinig ngayon, go now sa Eve Grocer? So parang ano lang talaga yung value ano, for everyone involved?
Yes. Initially, we promote sustainability through, number one, awareness through all of our campaigns, social media campaigns, the events that we participate, and the communities that we join. And number two, our technology. Our technology provides a multi-vendor space to protect the sustainable brands para hindi sila mag-compete sa commercial brands. Kasi some of them, we all know naman sa Facebook, sa ibang platforms, they have a lot of competitors na hindi talaga mabibili. I mean, ang hirap mag-compete because we all know naman the prices of the is a niche product eh. Mm-hmm. Kung halimbawa niche yung product mo because you're promoting sustainability, expectedly you have a higher price compared to the other commercial brands. But yun nga, here in our marketplace, we really prioritize the sustainable brands. So parang sila-sila, very few competition kasi we don't like them competing with one another in our marketplace. Eh. So yun, number two is the technology. And another thing, it promotes recycling. Because right now, since we're on a pilot, we give them codes like reuse 25, reuse 5. If the customers click this code, they'll be automatically be given a discount. And then that signals us that there is a containers to be retrieved upon their delivery. So this is the indicator that the recycling indicator that we have. That's why we have data. But soon, we'll be launching an MVP. And this one, magkakaroon talaga ng focus on the recycling patterns and recycling activities. Kasi dito talaga naka-focus Eve Grocery. It's not about the marketplace. It's not about the products. It's about changing the customer behavior from the linear mentality to the circular. Because right now, during the 80s, kids, I'm an 80s kid. Before, we are being raised by our grandmas to save the empty bottles of the medicines, the newspapers. Because there's a botellario who passes by our street and buys those product. So there's a responsibility not to throw them to the garbage because they have value. So we realize the value of the bottles, the newspapers, because yun, even sa mga schools, yung mga schools meron pang mga newspaper drive talagang yung mga kids, they do not wanna throw away their newspapers kasi kailangan sa school. You know, something like that. But now, we don't really look into those, ano na eh. I mean, the kids now are, you know, very much conditioned on the linear mentality. Maybe kasi yung mga parents busy na sa work, hindi na, or hindi na uso. Wala nang Bodejaryo ngayon. And yun nga, yung ganun trait ng mga kids, it's instilling a responsibility para makikita mo yung mga bata talagang nag-recycle sila, they know the value. Kasi it gives them reward eh, instant reward. Parang, uy, meron ba rin pambili ng candy or something kung anong bibili nila. May savings na sila. At that time, meron pang uso pa yung angkal siya, yung piggy bank. So we have some coins from those, ano, yung before, during the 80s. This is a very good trait to instill to the next generation. Here we are wanting to reintroduce this system because we all know that recycling is additional obligation. We don't want that additional obligation. Maghuhugasan mo pa. Unlike, pwede namang itapon. It's additional obligation, but we wanted to reward them because it will save the planet. It will save the future if we will continue to instill this system. The fourth is the circular supply chain, the reverse logistics. Because right now, syempre after the delivery, tapos na yung obligation. But for the circular process, the subscription model, parang the first transaction is not the end of our service. It's actually the beginning of our service. It promotes our good relationship with our customers. So, syempre, hindi natatapos yun pag-deliver namin. Kasi babalik nila yun eh. So, ito yung kumbaga, reduces customer acquisition cost. And it promotes a good relationship with our customers. Kasi, oh, you have our containers and then don't forget to return. We will give you a discount. Or maybe sooner, we are developing a green token that has more value compared to the 5 pesos, 25 pesos. That's also the reason we created the green token.
Yes, I have a lot of things to say. First of all, yung newspaper drive, ano. Hindi ko nga sure kung meron pa mga newspaper drive na ginagawa ngayon eh. Pero it's true, no?
Wala sana... na newspaper kasi online na lahat.
Ay, actually, oo nga, no? Oo nga, no? Pero, I mean, even in, as elementary students dati, I mean, I was part din, no, ng mga newspaper drive na yan. It instills eh, ano, na it instills in our mind na first of all, yung mga dyaryo, pati bote nga, for example, hindi sila trash. Hindi sila trash, actually. They can still be used. I mean, dapat tanggalin sa utak natin na they are trash and they should be thrown away. I mean, I think recycling should not be thought of as like getting trash and then reusing it. Recycling is something like you have this bottle, you can definitely still use that for many other uses. Ano? That's why I really like yung circular supply chain na you're trying to do, especially with the green tokens. I really think that's amazing. For me, that's the perfect society in terms of circular economy. Kasi walang packaging na trash. Kumbaga, all packaging come and go, come and go. Ang kinokonsume lang ng mga tao, yung dapat nilang i-consume. Pero yung packaging, it goes back and then maybe pwedeng linisin and then magamit pa ng iba. Ano. So, that's really what circular is all about. Pero now, hindi ba challenging to sell sustainability? I mean, first of all, maybe baka mas mura nga yung mga non-sustainable items. Ano. So, parang, how really do you sell this? How really do you make this known to the people? And maybe, do you have an idea, yung mga current na mubibili, yung mga current na patrons, Eve Grocer. Parang, who are they? Parang, maybe we can learn something from there. Eh. So, can you just share some thoughts about this?
Actually, the online concept is more challenging compared to the brick and mortar. Kasi noong 2019, there's a lot of refilling stations na eh. Kaya lang during the pandemic, syempre, hindi na makakabili yung mga customers. So, some of them closed down, converted to online store. Mas mahirap, ano eh, mas mahirap i-justify si online eh. Kasi, paano mo ibabalik? Paano ka mag-refill if online kasi you have the delivery cost. Nung nag-uumpisa nga kami, because we're not prepared during the pandemic, so lahat sarado, even the yung mga big suppliers ng mga bottles. What we did is we bought sa SNR. Ang mahal ng bottles namin, 250 pesos per bottle. And then, dinalagyan namin siya ng kape, ng asukal. And then, we're expecting na mababalik sa amin, pero hindi na nabalik. Eh, yun nga, minsan naghihintay yung rider or yung staff namin na ang tagal naman magbalik. Yung pala wala daw pagsasalinan, ganyan-ganyan. And there's, we encountered a lot of roadblocks, yung mga challenges dito sa mga, ano na to, process namin. But now, we tried the pilot in Cebu. Nagkaroon kami ng mga salt, mga sugar in jars. Tapos may mga pinas in jars. So ngayon, nakakabili na yung mga customers ng 16 peso worth of peanut, 10 peso worth of asin, ganyan. Because it's in ground floor of a condominium unit. So we're still on pilot kasi kami naman, we don't stop innovating. Kasi syempre, it's a new concept. It's not like we're just following a pattern from a different convenience store or a grocery store. It's really a new system eh. Kaya we have to do trial and error. So yun nga, what we do dito sa initial process namin sa online, kahit paano we've mastered the process na we deliver and then we retrieve on our next subscribed delivery. And then now that the lockdown has been lifted, alam na nila kung bumabalik na yung mga customers, there's more traffic now on walk-in. So now, what we do is we try to apply the refilling now. We try to push the refilling model, which is very, ano naman, maraming bumibili, maraming nagsusupport.
Yeah, first of all, let's clarify lang ano, para sa mga nakikinig. Ano, ang subscription model ni Eve Grocer, online deliveries subscription model. So parang a person, a buyer will first make his or her bundle and then subscribe. Ano, pwede itong maging weekly or maybe monthly, right, na delivery. So every week or every month, nade-deliver sa kanya yung mga items. And then, every time magde-deliver yung Eve Grocer dun sa may tao, tama ba na pwede niyang kuhanin yung item, yung packaging, yung mga containers para dun ulit i-refill? Kung mag-refilling lang siya, hindi siya delivery actually. Refilling siya. Is that right? Tama ba?
What we do kasi, ano eh, yung next delivery na, kasi we don't know na kung kailan siya ulit. Kung yung subscription mabilis lang, pero very few yung nagsasubscribe eh. Number one, kasi alam mo ang nangyayari sa system na we have this subscription model before we tried nakapack na yung subscription. Pre-select na kami na yung nagsiselect. So okay din naman siya. Kaya lang most of the customer sasabihin, miss pa din palitan yung subscription kasi sawa na kami, ganyan-ganyan. So ngayon, ang ginawa namin, i-renovize namin yung system namin, ginawa namin na bundle your own. So, kahit ano na lang ilagay nila, tapos they can cancel anytime. Kaya lang nangyayari, after first delivery, they cancel, second delivery, ayun na, babalik na naman yung iba na naman subscription. So, kasi in a grocery setup kasi, syempre, there's a lot of choices. And then, syempre, hindi, ayaw mo naman nung araw-araw, yun yung kinakain mo. So, yung mga iba, hindi pa perfect yung subscription process eh. I'm not sure if the market is ready. But we are still polishing it, the subscription model, para siguro in the future, ano, mas mapolish siya. But kung yung process namin, what we do is on the next subscribe delivery, sila yung mag-click if they wanted to return. Hindi kami yung mag-i-imply na, you need to return it on the ganto-gantong araw. Sila yung bahala. It's still their choice, their option if babalik ba, kailan babalik, kailan bibili ulit. Parang, mas gusto kasi ng customer yung flexible na ganyan eh.
Yeah, it's true. Of course, it's true. Parang syempre, flexibility pa rin for the buyer. Pero ang galing. Thank you for sharing these thoughts. Ano. First of all, yung difference ng subscription model tsaka ng retail model. I really think on the business side, on the entrepreneurship side, parang that's really some nuggets of wisdom we got there. And parang naisip ko lang, hindi ba magiging mas mura? I'm not sure. Parang if nare-refill nga, kasi for example, bibili ako ng, let's say, detergent. Traditionally, di ba, bibili ako ng detergent, kasama sa pricing yung container. Pero if refill lang ako ng refill, hindi ko binibili yung container. So, possibly, maging mas mura siya in the long run, ano? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yes, kaya kami nagbibigay ng discount. So, yung cost ng container, that would be the discount, the reuse 5, reuse 25. Tapos, hindi naman siya ganun kalaki. Kasi, syempre, we have to account then the circular process, yung pagkukuha, pag-retrieve. But for the condos, since ano naman, may malaking discount pagka sila na yung pupunta. Syempre, we have to discount na the delivery fee and then the container fee. Kaya, in Cebu, pagka may dala silang container, we give 20%.
I see. Galing. Actually, yeah, ang ganda actually ng ating conversation. Now, let's go to our last two questions. Ito yung medyo personal, ano na, parang personal thoughts lang. So, second to last question. So far in your startup story, Leonel or Dimple, as many people know you, so especially in building a sustainable startup, parang what have been the lessons that really parang natutunan mo and maybe just other people can learn about your journey, ano, especially with building a sustainable startup? So maybe can you share lang yung greatest lessons you have learned?
Yes, for being an entrepreneur, syempre, ano, ang dami ideas eh. If, let's say, you have all the skills, you have the technical skills, I mean, you wanted to start a business, you have to choose something that has a good impact, has a good advocacy, because building a business is really hard, mentally, physically, emotionally, it's draining. And parang ginaya mo lang yung kabilang store or parang sumabay ka lang sa pad. Parang it's not worth it eh. Parang you will sacrifice your mental state, your emotional state, and then ginaya mo lang yung kabilang concept. Parang ano, di ba? What's the point? So, kaya kami, even if we are mahirap, kasi kami naman, we're entrepreneurs eh. Kung gusto namin mag-business ng, okay, hindi na ako mag-aan sa startup. The reason why we are here, we are very vocal, because this is a good advocacy, this is a new concept to attract more partners. Kasi this one, hindi namin kaya to mag-isa kasi it's a new concept. Sabihin natin, yeah, we look into the risk in the market and then kailangan namin ng validation. Will it really work? Kasi ito yung business na wala talagang pattern eh. Parang hindi namin siya, everything is new, the innovations, the pivoting, everything, bagong-bago siya, hindi pa namin alam kung paano ito magsusurvive in the long run, because there's a lot of changes in the market. Maybe during the pandemic, we're really good in selling online. We have really good basket size. And then bumibili after the pandemic, and then nagkaroon ng post-pandemic na, everything is changing. And then nagkaroon ng economic recession, tumaas yung price ng gas and everything, tumaas yung price ng mga commodities, tumaas yung volatile lahat. So we need to thread everything now. Hindi lang just you have to prove na, oh, we're already here for 3 years na, ah, kayang-kaya na to. We still do not know. Everything is unpredictable. So, maganda siya na nandito siya, naka-open siya, so that it can pave a good path towards other partnership and collaborators. And maybe in the future, maybe mainstream na siya, hindi na siya niche. So, it will attract more partners na, hello, kaya natin to. We don't need to stick with the linear mentality because it's doable. Even a small startup can facilitate it, can survive. Well, we've already survived for 3 years during the pandemic, post-pandemic, and economic recession, price hike, gas hike. So, kaya pa naman eh. Parang, we just need to find more channels, pivot as much as possible. So, being a startup, you need to really be prepared to pivot. Hindi pwedeng nakatuto ka lang sa isang channel, nakatuto ka lang sa business model. A lot of people are saying na, dito ka lang, hindi ka dapat aalis dyan. Ito ka lang, ganyan ka lang, parang ganon. Kasi nasabi nila, hindi ka pwedeng mag-explore ng iba kasi mawawala yung focus mo. But hindi eh, hindi ganon ang startup eh. That's why you are lean. Because you need to pivot from one channel to another. If everything else fails, you have other market, you have other channels, you have other options. Unlike kung magpo-focus ka lang sa, you know, just one channel, one market.
Yeah, that's the thing with startups, ano. Maybe nga yung mga pinag-usapan natin ngayon, maybe most of it or some of it will be retained, pero maybe some of it will be pivoted, ano. Kasi startups are really like, or being an entrepreneur is really like being an explorer, eh. You really explore business models, you explore channels, and basically just build the business and make it sustainable. And as long as na-retain nyo yung, for me, yung puso ng startup. For me, I think Eve Grocer, ang puso ni Eve Grocer is really sustainability and to make sustainability, kumbaga, mainstream nga, ano, to turn that linear mindset into a circular mindset. So, Dimple or Lionel, ano nga ba ang vision ni Eve Grocer talaga? Parang, what really do you want to see it maybe in 10 years? Ano ba yung binibuild niyo for the next generation? So, can you just end with our conversation with that?
Yes, we wanted it to be an institution. Kasi ayaw naman namin na fad-fad lang, and after the fad, tapos na. We wanted it to be institutionalized and then maging mainstream siya kahit paano, para gusto namin maging regular na. Para, syempre, nakakapagod din mag-pivot. In the long term, gusto namin magkaroon na kami ng cookie cutter. We can establish our brand. We can really establish who we are. Kasi right now, we're still pivoting, we're still testing, and now we are papalunch pa lang kami after 3 years of testing, after 3 years of pilot testing, we're just starting to launch. Kasi we have the data, we have the analytics, ano ba yung hinahanap ng tao, paano ba kami mag-stay sa market, paano ba kami magiging stable, paano magiging yung brand, paano magkakaroon ng firm foundation para hindi lang siya fad, hindi lang siya periodically na, okay, si Eve Grocer during the pandemic and then after that, gusto namin siya maging house brand, mainstream brand.
Yeah, and startups will always launch. Pero I really support that. Ano, I really support Eve Grocer. I really like what they're doing. I'm really one with that sustainability advocacy. And hopefully, ano, sa through this episode, baka may mga nakinig tayo na will learn more and will actually support, kumbaga, yung advocacy ni Eve Grocer. So, Lionel, if our listeners want to know more, maybe they want to partner up with Eve Grocer, maybe they want to browse, maybe they want to be a customer, they want to be a buyer. So, how can they find more information? And by the way, you mentioned no in Cebu, meron ang Eve Grocer sa Cebu. Is this anywhere ba in the Philippines or even in the world? I think meron sa ibang bansa rin, di ba?
We have joint venture partners. Kaya lang hindi pa kami masyadong nagla-launch, hindi pa kami masyadong nag... Kasi ang hirap, yun nga, very challenging yung go-to-market strategy. Siyempre, I'm here and then even if you have partners outside the country, hindi mo siya matutukan because siyempre, market research is not enough to be able to go to the market to penetrate the whole market. Kaya siguro, we need to strengthen the brand first here. Magkaroon ng cookie cutter, magkaroon ng, like for example, yung mga brands na home brands na house brands na kailangan namin maging, that's why we are establishing the name, the brand, the product lineup that are magiging pinaka base ni Eve Grocer, must strengthen yung foundation. And then later on, we can go for full blast kahit saan na kami dalhin kasi it will adapt on different cultures, on different market because we have the main setup, lineup, and the identity that we need to build.
Yeah, so can you lead them to the website maybe or to the
yes. To
Facebook or wherever they can go to buy or to know more about Eve Grocer?
Yes, the site is evegrocer.com. And then later on, siguro, pag nandiyan na yung app, we will just advertise the app to download it.
Yeah, so magkakaroon din pala ng app. Ano, and maybe follow Eve Grocer on social media channels and go to the website if you want to.
We have Facebook.com/evegrocer.
Yeah, so I actually follow Eve Grocer sa Facebook. Doon ako na-update sa mga ginagawa ninyo. Kaya I'm really happy to do this conversation with you. But yeah, go din sa website. And actually, the website is very good. No? So you can see there the different brands and you can actually do your thing there as both as a partner and as a buyer. So maraming salamat, Lionel, for this conversation. I'm really happy to do this conversation with you. I'm really happy to know more about Eve Grocer. And I actually support and I really want to promote Eve Grocer. So more power and yeah, good luck sa inyong startup journey pa moving forward.
Thank you,
maraming salamat.
It was so nice to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much to our 30 patrons. This episode is super powered by TechShake, Asia's most active Philippine-based startup ecosystem builder, creating bridges with investors, corporations, and governments. One CFO, the tech-enabled CFO, bookkeeping, and tax services for startups and SMEs. Pinoy IP Works, capture your startup's value proposition through patent and trademark protection. Pocketworks, the leading enabler and only Internet of Things social enterprise in the Philippines. Looking for buy and sell online with Sigurado sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon and Tapa and Tocino. And DBuzz, microblogging app powered by the Hive blockchain promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. This episode is powered by AltSwitch, ePlayment, Twala, and Hive Energy PH. AskLex PH Academy is our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Six Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Support the podcast through the links in the description.